Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Tuesday morning, if you're just getting started. It's 7:35, and today is April the 2nd. And I don't know about you, but I was just saying this morning to some sister friends that are going to be sitting in this morning talking about some very important things. But you know what? Yesterday, we really needed our momentum. And I thank God for those people that pray and said, you know what? I'm praying some grace over the OPT network. You know, you have those challenges, but aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that grace is new every single morning? And when I tell you we are refreshed, we're revitalized, we're ready to go, and no matter what happens, no matter what happened, we refuse to succumb to those powers in the universe that will try to make you just lose it or bring your day down. And you know what? If you're starting out this morning and it's a grind. You know, you had to get over Monday, and now it's Tuesday. The kids, for the most part, many kids are back in school this morning. And so now we had to reinvigorate our routine after the kids being off for spring break. Well, you know what? I just say to you, and it works for me every single time, if you're feeling a little anxious this morning, feeling a little bit overwhelmed, stop right where you are, breathe in deeply, fill your lungs up, and find your center. And begin to tell yourself that it's going to be okay. And once you do that, it will bring your heart rate down, it will calm you, and it will give you a sense of peace. And you know what? You start talking back, and you start confessing what you want to have, what you expect to have, as opposed to what is happening in the moment. I've got to remind you that many of the school kids are back in school, but there are still some kids that will be breaking through this week. They're still on spring break. So if you're traveling in, you'll notice that it's a little bit slower this morning. Those school zones are flashing, school buses are back on the road, and we've got to remind you to please slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you get there safely. 9 o'clock is the magic hour. Stay on point for our school kids. But most importantly, stay on point for those kids that are still on spring break, that are out and about in neighborhoods and still enjoying the wonder of being out of school. Y'all, we've got an incredible show this morning talking about some very important things that are important not only to families but to our children. You got to stay on point. It's 7:38. Today is April 2nd. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's on point. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young, Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. I just can't tell you how good I feel this morning. Let me tell you something. If yesterday started off rough, or any day, it so works when I tell you that you can change your thinking. You can put that negative self-talk. This morning, it was funny because in our meditation time this morning, DC and I have time where we wake up early every single morning and we have a read where we're on the same page and then we just meditate on that. And this morning, this is one of the things that the read said. It said, if you want to say something to the devil, write it on the bottom of your shoe, because that's where he is. He's under your feet. And let me tell you something, in all sincerity, every single day, before you even can clear the cobwebs out of your head from sleep, there are these voices that are trying to take control of your mind and to tell you what you can't be, what you can't do, what's wrong, how it's gonna go wrong, how is this gonna happen, how is that gonna happen. And if you don't fight hard against that by opening up your mouth and beginning to speak to that thing, it will make you feel lost and like a loser and like, I can't do it. I'm telling you, open up your mouth this morning. And open up your mouth this morning and speak those words of good, positive encouragement into your kids as you're taking them to school this morning. It is critical, and I'll tell you why. If you don't tell your kids who they are, then someone else will. I've got an article, hopefully I'll be able to get to it a little bit later in the show, that's really astounding and really makes us want to encourage you to speak those words of good, positive encouragement to your kids. Let them know that they can't quit. You know, after spring break, our kids get a little lackadaisical, they get a little tired, and they're antsy, ready for summer, but you got to encourage them that they cannot quit. Let me just say quickly that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for all of your home, auto, life, if you need to add something to your insurance, if you need to find out about something like flood insurance or what happens in certain occurrences, don't hesitate to give them a phone call. 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Now, this morning, you know we've been telling you about Darlene St. Romain and her team hosting Spring Into Fitness. Well, let me tell you why this springing into fitness is so critically important right now. I don't know if you've looked at the last studies or the latest studies that show that Louisiana gets an F. Speaking of kids in school, they get an F on the report card for obesity and overweight in our children. Louisiana is ranked fourth highest in the country when it pertains to obesity. This is, I know, shocking for many of us to even fathom. 63% of the state's adults are obese or overweight, with one-third of our children continuing to follow in their footsteps. Now, according to the Louisiana Council on Obesity Prevention and Management, the cost of childhood obesity and illnesses has soared from $35 million to $127 million in the past 20 years. And you know, we talk about food, we talk about weight control, and we talk about making change, but what we understand is that something's happening, and it's gotta happen with us as the parents. And so what Darlene is doing is she is sponsoring a Spring Into Fitness, and we wanna welcome Darlene St. Romain back to the OPT Network. She is the executive director and owner of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. We also want to welcome back Shervette Washington. She is the president and founder of Dignified Divas, and they have all come together to make this possible. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
We got so wrapped up and tied up for Real Women, Real Talk that we really weren't able to talk about springing into fitness and the importance of this global movement. More than 1,700 cities have taken the pledge to fight obesity, and of Oyles Parish, Bunkie to be specific, is on the map in that movement. Darlene, one of the first things that I want to talk about is why you got involved, why you got immersed in this movement.
The main reason I got into this movement is because I know that Louisiana ranks high in the numbers for childhood obesity. Mm-hmm. As a child, I was very obese. I've been dealing and struggling with that for a while. As you know, I've been working with the Body by Bi and the Visalicine, and that has tremendously helped me to lose weight. But I really wanted to get involved with the kids in our area and the surrounding communities to get them out of the house, get them off the computers, off the TVs, off the games, get them out to moving and exercising and jumping around, and just get them into the spring weather and get, you know, to make them want to come out. Give them something to make them want to come out and move around and enjoy the weather.
And one of the things that you talked about is that you looked in your own family.
Yes, I did. I have nieces that are actually very young, and they are obese, and I have been talking with them, and pretty much counseling with them, trying to get them to cut back and get out more and exercise. Most kids love to dance, and my nieces are dancers. They love to dance, so they're going to be out there. I'm going to have them working and moving and Cupid shuffling and stuff like that. But, yeah, in our family, there's several.
And before we talk about the entertainment, I just want to talk about the word obesity and how tough it is just to say it, especially as it pertains to our children. But what we are seeing systematically, if you look around, there used to be only a few children that were what they're now calling obese, but we maybe called it overweight back in the day. But now you're seeing more and more children following suit. And one of the things, and I asked Shervette, I said, Shervette, why did you get in this movement? And you talked about battling weight yourself as a young person.
Yes. Coming up, I was very obese. Darlene says she don't remember that, but you know, again, that's.
Do you remember feeling obese?
Yes.
You do?
And another thing, too, that with obesity, it seems like it never go away, because even now, I feel like I'm still struggling with it. Everybody that looks at me, you're good, but when you grew up with that and people just tortured you so much for being overweight, that stays on you, and I'm still, even though I'm not, but I still, you know, I'm still in that frame of mind because of being overweight as a kid. You know, you have the health issues, but then you also have the issues of, you know, being tortured by other kids. That's the main thing that I see a lot of kids are going through. I have other family members that's overweight at this point, and I see how, you know, how mean the kids are, and even adults. You know, they get angry. They, you know, the mean words they come out of their mouths because of you being obese. So I struggled with that as a kid and as an adult.
And so when did you finally throw down the gauntlet and say enough is enough? Do you remember when that moment was for you?
Yes. Right after I had my third daughter, I can remember I was weighing 220 pounds at 5'1".
I know. I understand.
And
at 5'1".
At 5'1", I was weighing 220 pounds, and I just felt like I can't do this anymore. So I began to just start doing little things like cutting back, walking a little bit, and you know, you just never really just think that you're gonna actually, you know, lose this weight.
You never did?
I never did. I never thought that I would. But once I got started, and it was, you know, when it was just falling off, it seemed I would weigh myself like every 2 weeks. And honestly, I was losing like 10 pounds every 2 weeks. And when it just started falling off, I was like, okay, this is what's up.
All right. All right, now we're cooking with some grease.
So, and I just stay persistent with that.
And so how did it make you feel internally, inside, when you started to see the outside change?
Inside, it was awesome. You know, like I say, just dealing with so much going on as far as the outside. You know, the world make us feel like we're supposed to look a certain way. You know, so we deal with that a whole lot. That was one of my biggest issues. I didn't have a whole lot of health. I did, because I would be tired. You know, I would sleep all day. I just had no energy. But as, you know, as things changed and my lifestyle changed, I began to love me more. I began to love me more. I began to think differently, because I was always, you know, told other things. You know, you're a pretty girl, but, oh, if you just lose some of that weight, you would just be beautiful.
And what does that feel like? And we got to be really careful when we say that. And Darlene's shaking her head. And we do that all the time as women. You are beautiful if you just lose some of that weight.
If you just lose some of that weight. And that's hurtful. Like that's, and because, be honest with you, most of the time you hear that from people that you are around most of the time. Not necessarily saying family, but, you know, friends or so-called friends. You know, they would make little comments like that. But it was very hurtful. And as many times as I have heard it as an adult, it stays with you, you know, because you still wonder, even though I'm in an 8 right now, it's a mental thing, you know, and it doesn't just go away, even though I know I look good and I feel good, but mm-hmm. you always have that doubt
mm-hmm.
because of the way that, you know, things were done when you were coming up as a kid.
Absolutely. And so you and Darlene and I know Charvette Robinson, she's not able to be with us this morning from Essence Social Club, but what I love about us coming together as women is that you guys are always doing, and Darlene, I say this all the time, doing things on the front lines to be the change that you want to see. And so when you started this movement, and I know because we came to one of your parties, that you got a lot of reception. How has it been received in the community? Because it's like Charvette was saying, change doesn't come easily. We have eaten wrong for centuries, and it's hard. So how has this movement been received by your family, by the community?
The community and my family are very excited about the event. They are discussing more and more about fitness, exercising, eating healthy, you know, so mm-hmm. they have perceived it and accepted it very well. They are very excited about it, and they're talking more about, you know, losing weight, mm-hmm. exercising. And
absolutely. And I think that both of you are great role models. I think that there's not a woman that we point to, that we can point to. And I think it's like you said, Charvette, society has told us what we should look like.
Right.
The fact of the matter is we're all different. And what we have to determine is that we're going to be the best looking us, the best feeling us that we can be. Stay on point, everybody. I've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to have lots more.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're on your way or underway, it's 3 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. Today is April the 2nd. It's Tuesday, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. This morning, if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Darlene St. Romain. She is the executive director and owner of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. We're also joined by Shrivette Washington. She is the president and founder of Dignified Divas, which is a social club that serves the community as well. And we also want to give a shout out and kudos to Charvette Robinson, who has also been a part of this movement. She is a member of the Essence Social Club. And what we want to do right now is we want to introduce you to Cupid. Many of you know his music. You're familiar with it. You're familiar with him. But what you may not know are the challenges that he has gone through in order to become an artist and in order to travel the world and have his song peaked at number 66 on the Billboard's Hot 100 and number 21 on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, both in 2007. He also participated in The Voice, not to mention the numerous other things that he's doing around the country. We welcome his name is Bryson Bernard, but he is better known as Cupid. We welcome Cupid to the OPT network for the very, very first time. Cupid, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. So glad to have you this morning. For those people who may not know your story, Cupid, I was surprised to find out that you were a PK, a preacher's kid from Lafayette, Louisiana, and started out singing in the church choir. Talk about Go ahead.
Yeah, I was 14 years old when I started playing piano and directing the choir. And, you know, that's kind of where my musical roots come from, is and my singing comes from that. And, you know, of course, that's probably like the best way to start, because, you know, in church, you can't just sing, but you got to sing. So, so that's where it all started.
And so, tell us how the journey started. You started, you know, directing the church choir, and then, you know, you move on. So what does your dad say, who's a pastor, when you say, you know what, Dad, I'm moving away from gospel and I'm moving into the next thing? What does your dad say, or what do your folks say about that?
Well, at first it was tough, you know, because, you know, Christians can be tough, more tough than people in the secular world, of course. And, but he understood that my intentions were good and my music was going to stay clean. So one of the things that I made sure is that I kept my music clean, mm-hmm. in order to make sure that, you know, I got that pass from him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now he sees the bigger picture, and, you know, he comes to concerts and you might catch him two-stepping on the dance floor. You know, it's all good. I told him, I said, Dad, remember in the Bible, you got to dance like David danced. Every time I tell him that.
Oh, and so he came around and he really started buying into your dream of greatness. And so talk about when you made the decision that you would go on The Voice. How did that happen?
Well, The Voice was, it was crazy, because I all I wanted to do was go on a show and just sing. Like, I really didn't go on there with an intention on winning it or anything, because the winners from The Voice, like, they don't ever put no music out. And I know that for me, I have music that's already out. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to utilize that platform on a national scale to be in front of 47 million viewers, mm. and to sing, you know. So that was my thing, you know. My goal was just to get on there and sing, and mm-hmm. not necessarily compete or try to win it. Because, you know, like I said, like, the winners of those of that show, man, like, they just disappear. And I didn't want to disappear. I just wanted to utilize that platform to just, you know, elevate me to another level and just reintroduce myself 40 pounds lighter and just a different person to, you know, like, to all of those viewers on NBC. And, you know, network TV is not the easiest thing to get on. So I was like, I'm just going to use this as a way to kind of sneak and, you know, connive myself mm-hmm. back in the public eye.
So you said something that might have got past a lot of people. 40 pounds lighter. So were you having challenges with your weight as well, Cupid?
I did. When I got my little money and stuff, I opened a soul food restaurant here in Louisiana, and I was taste testing every day. You know, so when I went on the Monique show. I was on the Monique show. It was myself and Jermaine Dupri for the episode. And it was pre-recorded. So when I saw the video, I was, like, so disappointed in myself, coming from somebody who ran track in college, uh-huh. and competed collegiately. So I decided to come up with my own fitness program to make myself lose weight. And, mm-hmm. And I felt like if I could lose the weight, then I'd be my own living testimonial. So that's where my next project has come from.
And you know, a lot of people, Cupid, don't know that you got an athletic scholarship in track and field. And so you have competed on a collegiate level, and your body was probably at that point in immaculate physical condition.
Yes, it was tip-top shape. And, you know, I started doing music, and then, you know, when I got my record deal, you know, I went from eating ramen noodles to eating the fancy noodles. And the fancy noodles is just a little more, you know, put that weight on you.
And so, Cupid, let me ask you this. For those people that watched you on the third season of The Voice, talk about when you didn't get chosen by Adam Levine, CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera. Talk about how that changed your life.
You know, it eliminated the ego factor, because, you know, I perform every single weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm on tour with, 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 artists from Frankie Beverly to SOS Band, Lakeside. So in my mind,
Cupid, let me stop you there. How is Frankie doing?
Man, Frankie, Frankie a soldier, man. He's a soldier.
He never gets old. He never gets old.
Never. That's my favorite artist ever.
Oh, I know. And so you're performing on the road, but when you didn't get chosen, when that button was not selected for you, and they said, you know, you needed to do something to show your range, to show us that you had more. So does that make you go and grind even harder?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've one thing I've learned, and you know, Steve Harvey, like, he's a good mentor of mine. He's helped me out a lot, and he told me, like, there's no such thing as bad or good. It's just what you take out of it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, what happened on The Voice wasn't bad. He's like, because you know that they pick people that can't sing, and the winners, 9 times out of 10, the winners be the person who can't sing the best. We know that's how it works. We know it's TV. We know how that works. So he was like, that was just a platform for you to continue to grow, and you got to know that. So when they didn't turn around for me, I mean, you know, on TV, I kind of knew it, because unfortunately I didn't have a choice on what song I could sing. Mm-hmm. So I kind of knew what time it was before I got up there. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it was like, look, you know, this is just a platform to continue. So for me, it was like, oh, well, I just sold 20,000 downloads in like a minute and 30 seconds.
Wow.
The whole world just downloaded the Cupid Shuffle. Like, it just came up like yesterday. At that moment,
Cupid, so, what was that moment like?
It was awesome. You know, CeeLo and I worked together. So when he turned around and I looked at him, he was like looking at me like, you slick boy. You know, you slick. and after the show, he just laughed. He said, boy, you say I gotta give you props on that. But he was awesome, because you know, he was like, yo, I know you can sing, so sing something else.
Mm-hmm.
So like to all the listeners out there, I know everybody, the million-dollar question is, why is Sunday Cupid Shuffle? Let's just say I had 3 songs on the list to choose from, and all of them were the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you had the Cupid Shuffle, the Cupid Shuffle, and the Cupid Shuffle.
Which one should I choose?
Let me ask you this, Cupid. What did it mean for you to have Steve Harvey speak into your life?
You know, he's been like physically, you know, God is my savior. That's my source.
Mm-hmm.
Steve has been my human mentor. Like, I can't even explain it, you know, because he saw me when I was at the record company, and he saw how the record company really wasn't giving his just due. And he was like, look, I love your spirit. I love what you're trying to do with this positive music, because, you know, in the industry, positive is not popular.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, you know, why aren't you big? Why aren't you like number one? Well, if I made a song called X, Y, and Z, then I'm sure I would be. So for him to see me trying to be positive and take me under his wing, he's been the biggest influence, because I was friends with him when he was at his down point, like his low point. And I watched him come up to be one of the biggest moguls in the industry. And that just gives me hope. And gives me assurance that it could happen for me, as long as I just try to stay focused and stay positive.
Absolutely. I love it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to have more about springing into fitness right after this with Cupid and Darlene St. Romain. Stay with us.
And I say no.
Come on.
Say what you doing, trying to do somebody go.
Hey.
I just let the music come from my soul, so all of my people can stay on the floor. They got a brand new dance. You gotta move your muscle.
Oh.
Brand new dance.
What?
It's called a Cupid Shuffle.
Oh.
It don't matter if you're young or you're old.
Here we go.
We gonna show you how it goes.
To the right, to the left, to the left, to the left. tell how I walk.
Let
in
me
my
see
heels.
You do.
I'm today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, and I don't know about you, but it feels great. If you're on your way this morning, it's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary and his team have HD for life. They've got all the channels, plus bundling, so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And somebody I brag about every single day, American Wholesale Mattress. The reason why I love, love, love American Wholesale Mattress is because they are on point to make sure that you get the right sleep gear when it comes to mattresses and pillows. And that's why I feel so incredibly wonderful every morning, even when things don't go well, because I have had a good night's rest. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Let me just tell you that American Wholesale Mattress is located at 717 MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria. Been here for more than two decades, and you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Ask for Kara and David, and they'll make sure that you get what you need in the best mattress. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Darlene St. Romain, who is the Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And we're joined by Cupid. He is a singer. He is an artist. And more than that, we love telling stories. We love telling people's stories because, Cupid, what we say is that one story gives life and hope for the next person's story. And I ask you during the break, I said, was it hard to win your community? And you said what?
It wasn't. I was fortunate enough to not have to go through that. And just favor from God. Like, you know, it was just amazing that people in the community, they just like me as a person. I guess being respectable and just being a good person, I'll pay it off, you know, giving that good energy. Mm-hmm. Giving that good energy to them, I just get it back in return.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's the principle of reaping and sowing. And I said to Cupid, as we were all talking during the break, that this is a great example of a man or a woman's gifts and talents, making room for them and bringing them before great men and great women. And so I asked Cupid when he was on the journey about leaving his job, and how challenging that was. And he and Darlene, ironically enough, were working together. At that time. And so, Darlene, you can remember that. And so, Cupid, when you made that decision, what happened?
Yeah, I stepped out on faith. You know, I told myself, I was like, listen, I do weddings, and I sing at weddings and stuff every weekend, because I would play and sing at weddings every single weekend. Mm-hmm. I just figured that if I put all my energy, the energy that I was putting in the call center, into my music, that it just would, it had to work, you know, because I was giving them 8 hours to the call center. I was like, there's no way. So, you know, I just stepped out on faith. I was like, you know, God, like, look, I'm going to go step out on faith. Mm-hmm. Let me get some weddings so I can pay my mortgage. I was playing at the church, so I had a little check coming in right there.
And what did your dad say, Cupid? That. What did your dad say about you stepping out on your faith, having a mortgage, and you're saying, I bet I can do this. What did your dad think about that?
You know, by that time, he you know, I had, like, some local success. You know, I was doing little events in Louisiana and Texas. So he was cool. He was like, you know, you really going to do this. Like, you know, so by that time, he already knew that, like, I was going to be doing music, whether it was locally, regionally, nationally. He knew, so he was cool. He was like, well, you know, he was like, by that time, he's like, well.
And so you stepped out on that faith, and you've been going ever since. And I ask you during the break, before, and we're going to start talking about the fitness, but the Cupid Shuffle literally just swept the country. How was that born for you?
Well, I was a DJ. I started DJing in my local club. I was promoting, and honestly, y'all, like, I taught it to, like, three ladies. I'll never forget that first night. It was a Thursday night. And, y'all, it just...
You taught it to three ladies?
It was three ladies in the club before the club opened. It was at happy hour. And I was like, look, I got a new line. They were like, all right. So I played it later, and they did it. And then they showed some of their friends. And, y'all, literally the rest is history.
Wow. And so now you have teamed with Darlene St. Romain, who's always giving back to the community, to spring into fitness, and this is something that the First Lady is doing nationwide, and heavens knows that Louisiana is always at the top of the list when it comes to things that are not good for us, and you understand. I think you have a room of people, and the masses understand that weight is an issue and food is an issue. So what are you hoping that will happen on this Sunday when people come out, Cupid?
Well, you know, first of all, we want to just encourage people about just being healthy. Like, you know, we're not telling you got to be a size 00 or 1 or 2. Just we want people to get moving and be healthy. Because, you know, when you start a car and you pull it out the driveway, you got to warm that car up. You got to tune that car up and drive right. You can't just pull it out the driveway and just go, you know, because it's going to sputter. Uh-huh. And it might kill them. So we want to get the people moving and just get people excited about moving. And I'm so excited about Sunday. You know, it's just a blessing to help others.
And so let me go to Darlene Cupid. So why, Darlene, did you consider, you know what, I'm going to partner with Cupid. I'm going to bring Cupid in for this event.
The main reason I called him up, tried to get him here, begged him to come here, is because I know he's a motivator. Uh-huh. He's a person that will get the crowd moving. He'll get the kids excited. He'll get them jumping. He'll mm-hmm. get them moving. And mm-hmm. everybody loves Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, hey, this is a great guy, wonderful guy that would, intrigue the kids, and they would love him. And I've been reading and going on his Facebook, going on his Instagram, and he's been going to different schools and different places around the country, talking about obesity, getting mm-hmm. the kids moving, you know, letting them know that they need to move around, letting them know to exercise. And when I saw the Q-robics,
mm-hmm.
that really brought my attention to him. I haven't ordered it yet, but mm-hmm. I'll be getting it on Sunday.
Absolutely. So for a lot of people, Cupid, a lot of people don't know about Q-robics. It's a fitness video that you are really literally taking around the country. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's basically it's line dance aerobics, and it's like the Cupid shuffle, the love slide, do it with your boots, the wobble, things that you normally do on a week-in-week-out basis,
mm-hmm.
but we put aerobic movements to them.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. On a Sunday, you might get out and do the wobble and the Cupid shuffle, and the next thing you do is go eat a bucket of chicken.
Okay.
What if you did it with a smoothie, and what if you did it to make yourself feel better? You know, those are, and then the second part about Q-robics is it's family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So kids can do it and adults. And I think that's the biggest part, is just getting people to dance together.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful. And one of the things that you said, that when you were gaining weight, a lot of our issue in the South is the way we eat and what we're eating. What do we do? And this is the question that I ask every single guru that has been on the show. What is the answer to helping people to change their thinking about what they're eating?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. The first step is to find something you love to do physically as far as fitness. Because once you find something that you love, then you become convicted in everything that you do. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna, if you love to work out and like you love to do Q-robics or you love to do CrossFit or whatever, once you sweat and you get your workout in, the conviction sets in. And so once people know what to eat and know how to eat it, because that's what most people's problem.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to eat. Like, you know, they feel like it is a necessity to pile up that rice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's just what we've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But once you teach them, listen, you want rice? Get a cup of rice.
Mm-hmm.
How about just a cup? You want this? Here's a smaller portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you teach people how to, then it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But that conviction sets in. Every time you sweat, that conviction sets in.
Wow. That's interesting. And so for you, Cupid, obviously you've gotten back into great physical shape, and you're taking this around the country. How has it been received?
Well, it's funny. Last night we did our first national broadcast. We performed at the Houston Rockets basketball game.
Congratulations! Wow.
Thank you. We had 160 participants come out from all different types of fitness backgrounds, from Jaffrican to Zumba to everything, just to come and push the Q-robics movement. And it's amazing. You know, the testimonials that I get was the most heartwarming. I had a lady. She said she has never danced with a child, ever.
Oh,
and
wow.
On the afternoon when she gets off and she does Q-robics, her daughter does it with her. You know, so it's more than just fitness. It's bringing families together through music.
Mm.
I had another girl lost 21 pounds, and she was just intimidated by some of the other DVDs that were out.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she just felt comfortable. And to see her transformation and her send a testimonial pictures to me, I mean, it's just heartwarming, and it just lets me know that, you know, maybe I'm not on this earth to be a Grammy award-winning artist. Maybe I'm here just to save some people's lives and get people better. That's it.
You know, something you said during the break that I thought was so critical, you talked about as we were talking about your gifts and talents, and you were talking about you thought maybe at one point it was just about making money, but it was so much bigger than that.
Yeah, it is. You know, that was one of the lessons that The Voice taught me was, you know, to get out of my ego and to just use the gift, you know, use the gift to help somebody. I mean, you know, it's almost like tithing without the money. You know, you don't necessarily have to give money, but you can give your services, you can give hope, mm-hmm. you can give, you know, inspiration, and you get that back in return. So that's what my music, like now, mm-hmm. I've come to the realization that my mission here is to make the entire world dance and feel better. And every time you hear my music, bring a smile on people's face. Like, I don't care if I get on no award shows, I don't care about if mm-hmm. I make Billboard, I don't care about none of that stuff that man made. Like, all I want to do is when my music comes through the speakers, it bring an energy like any like nothing else. And then that's mm-hmm. all I want to do. Like, Frankie Beverly, who is my favorite artist and one of my, I sat down and had a conversation with him, and he told me, he said, we never made music for no Billboard. We made music because it felt good. Mm-hmm. And if people like it, they like it. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can make a song called, you know, blank, 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 and you can mm-hmm. beep all the words out. Mm-hmm. And I probably could have a number one hit. Or mm-hmm. I can make a music that your kids can listen to and you can listen to at the same time if you're comfortable with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And I think that, you know, this whole conversation, Cupid, has given people an insight into who you really are. You know, we see the persona and we see what we see, which is a lot of it is produced. But when people really understand the real you, and that the fact that you are rooted and grounded in the word, then it just makes the difference. And I believe that this will be something that will encourage people to come out and get involved. And as you said, be able to dance with their kids. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell people about the event. And we're hoping that people will come from all across Central Louisiana and descend on Bunky, Louisiana this Sunday. Stay on point.
I love it when you wild. Up in the club, 21 and up, dance floor off the chain. I say super duper packed from the front to the back. Everybody doing their thing. See, they call me Mr. I Can Make You Dance. Guess I walked in right on time. A whole group of ladies walked up to me. They said, excuse me if you don't mind. They asked me, can I
teach you how to wobble? Teach me how to wobble. Teach me how to wobble. Teach me how to wobble.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:39, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works. expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart CU. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the credit union with a heart. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, well, Davis One Stop is right there in the heart of Cheneyville. And as we talk about Avoyelles Parish, we're joined by Darlene St. Romain, who is the executive director and owner of Sylvia's Caring Companions Services, People Care by Caring People, and also Cupid. And we're talking about the big event that is happening this Sunday. And what it is, it's a global movement, and in more than 1,700 cities are promoting exercise to get nearly 3 million more kids moving than we had moving last year. And if you're not compelled by Cupid's story, by Darlene and Chervette Washington, Dignified Divas, and the Essence Social Club, these are all people that are finding ways to be the change that they want to see. And I say this about you, DC, and I say this about you all the time, Darlene, that, and I was sharing this during the break, that I read an article about givers and takers. And you're one of those people that seems to go out of your way to give back. And we were talking about the whole idea of being a witness in the kingdom and having money to be able to do that. And you have used your resources to be the difference maker, not only in Avoyelles Parish, but throughout Central Louisiana. Talk about how important it is for families to come out on Sunday.
I feel that it's very important for families to come out and participate with your kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't take a lot of time out for our kids. Mm-hmm. So at this event, you'll be able to come out, bring your lawn chairs, mm-hmm. bring your blankets, bring your coolers even, but please, no alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Come out, hang out with your kids. You can kind of monitor them. We're going to have fun jumps. We're going to have sack race. We're going to have horseshoes. We're going to also have David there with the balloons, and he's going to be doing magical tricks for
mm-hmm,
the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great event. We're going to have the Essence Social Club,
mm-hmm.
Dignified Divas, Sinlai Divas, Ambitious Ladies of Perfection. We're going to have a bunch of people out there that's going to be giving different things to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The entire event is free. The entertainment with Cupid is free. All the food and drinks are free.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
And it is free, but of course you had to do some work to make sure that all of this was paid for. So technically it's free, but a
yes.
lot went into this. And I also
yes.
want to give a shout out to Be Unique. You know, when she heard us talking about it last week, she said, you know what, I want to be a part of that. I'll donate water.
Yes.
And so people have come up and really made donations because people understand how important this really is.
You're exactly right. All the organizations that I've named,
mm-hmm.
all of them going to be out there. They're going to set up their little booths, and they're going to be, they took money out of their pockets
mm-hmm.
to give back to this event. I hate to, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out. Crystal Dawes Motorcycle Social Club,
mm-hmm.
I-49 Riders, Phantom Squad, you know, Sam's,
mm-hmm.
it's a bunch of people, Farm Bureau, all of them are coming out. They're going to be doing face painting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is money out of their own pockets
mm-hmm.
and their time
mm-hmm.
to give back to the community.
And the sponsors and the support have been, it seems like, endless, and you've gotten a lot of great feedback for this event. And Cupid, I think that it will mean a lot for Central Louisiana to see you come back and give back to the community, but in such a good, clean way. Talk about how excited you are about, you said, you know, you're from Lafayette, but, you know, this area, Central Louisiana, was like a second home for you. Talk about how exciting it will be to really unveil Qrobics right here at home, really.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, you know, of course, Alexandria and Lafayette area has been home for me, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who over the years I've had a chance to meet and dream come out, and it's just going to be good to pass on something new
mm-hmm.
to them, something positive to them. So I'm very excited about
mm-hmm.
it. And you know, the one thing we're going to do for sure is Qrobics is going to wear them out. I can't wait for people to you be like, oh, yeah, we just going to keep it shuffling. And then after that first song, they'd be like, ooh, God.
So you got some surprises in store for them. You got some things that they're not even ready for. It's going to be April the 7th, and this is critical. It's going to be after church, so it's going to be from 1 to 5. So you could go get your praise on, and then you can come out, and it's going to be great, clean fun. There are going to be drinks. There's going to be refreshments. Yes. You can bring your beverages. Of course, Darlene is saying, please no alcohol. But it's just, it's a great opportunity for families to come together and just be in the great outdoors, outside, and just come and enjoy. Darlene, before we've got to let you go, and before we've got to let Cupid go, what are the last words, what are the last things that you want to leave with people about Sunday's event?
I just want to let them know that I want to ask everybody to come out and participate. Bring the kids. And adults, please be aware. Keep your eyes on the kids. We have a lot of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We could use more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I really want everybody to come out and just have a great time. I have two grandkids that has been working with me on this diligence, Janaya Ford and Caleb Smith. So they plan to help Cupid. They're going to work with you, Cupid. Anything you need, they're going to
be there.
They're going to be like your little posse,
That's
Cupid.
Right.
And so, Darlene, you say you still need volunteers.
Yes.
Let's give people the number where they can call and connect. It's still not too late.
That's exactly right. To volunteer, you just need to call 318-346-2540. Whoever answers the phone can give you some instructions and some details. We pretty much need people to watch over the kids while they're in the fun jumps.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We are hoping, and, you know, because we are believers, we believe, Cupid, that there are going to be so many people that are going to converge and that are going to, they may not make the commitment on Sunday, but they will make the commitment to begin to think differently move differently. And that you're going to just sell so many DVDs of Q-robics that it is going to be off the chain. So, Cupid, what do you want to tell people before we leave?
We just want everybody to come out, like everybody that's listening. Y'all already know when I come to town that it's going to be a party. So that's how y'all know that.
Absolutely.
Secondly, it's become a party with a purpose. So now we want to get you guys out, work you guys out, and just get y'all excited about making sure that you keep that heart ticking as long as possible. So, you know, we're going to be just encouraging everybody to come out and have a good time. But I haven't been in Bunky in years.
You haven't been in Bunky in years?
So that's more, I definitely want them to come out.
Absolutely. We believe that people are going to come from near and far. Cupid, you have been nothing short of inspirational this morning. We look forward to coming out. Our family is going to be out there. We look forward to meeting and seeing all of the families out there. And, Darlene, thank you so much for allowing us again to be a part of what Sylvia's is doing and giving back to the community. Cupid, I know it's very early for you. You're traveling the country. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We're going to look forward to doing it with our boots on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody, you're on point. We're back after this.
today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography.
If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. The time just goes by too fast. DC said it don't matter if you're ready or not. You got to get ready. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain is in the house, and we just can't thank her for the great works that she does. We also want to thank Walker Automotive Group, founded in 1919. Yes, Walker's mission is to achieve a level of customer service that exceeds all customer expectations. Also, we want to thank Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank with 9 locations throughout Central Louisiana. And we want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria. You know, we were just saying, let me just give a shout out. And Darlene said, you know, I knew I was going to forget somebody. She's going through her list of people. And I said, you know, if your name didn't get called, know that it was her head and not her heart. We do want to give a big shout out to MedExpress. And Darlene said that they're going to be out there making sure that kids are safe, making sure that they're on point. Octavia Jackson, Octavia Williams Jackson. Jackson Williams. Sorry, Octi. Always leading the way. You know, if I don't write it down, you know, it's going to not come out just right. But you know that we appreciate you. And DC's ribbing me. He said, yeah, we do know if you don't write it down, it's not going to be right. But you know what? This is such an important, this is an important movement. And we just want to plead to families to come out and get involved. And I asked Darlene, I said, was it hard to get so many organizations on board? And you said what?
I said no. Most of the organizations had started contacting me.
Mm-hmm.
Chervette Washington was a great asset mm-hmm. to the event. She's been letting other organizations know about the mm-hmm. event. Hope at Farm Bureau contacted LifeShare.
Absolutely. So there are going to be a lot of vendors out there. And let me just give you the number. It's not too late. The number to phone, if you want to get involved, is 318-346-2540. And that's Sylvia's down in Bunky. Again, Darlene, we can't thank you enough for being such a great giver. And we want to thank all of you who spend your mornings with us and who get involved with what's happening in our communities. The only way that we can be the change is to be the change, if that makes sense. And change starts with bringing your family out on a beautiful spring day, bringing your kids out, and we're going to drag our kid out. Sometimes they don't want to go out, but you know what? Getting them out there, that's half the battle. You get them out there, they have fun. You know, Darlene and I were talking during the break, and she said something critically important. She said a lot of kids last year didn't know about jump ropes. That is a shame. Jump ropes have become obsolete. Just little things that we can do that are fun. And so we want to encourage you. It is this Sunday, April the 7th. It's going to be at the Bunky Corn Festival grounds where they have the Corn Festival every year. The address is 208 Pershing Boulevard. It's so easy to find. If you're going through Bunky, one stop, really, you just drive through, and it's right there where the old Hayes Auditorium was, and there are going to be tons of people out there. Cupid is going to be there. It's going to be dancing. It's going to be food. It's going to be fun for the family. And we're asking every single person within the sound of our voices to be the change. Last year, nearly 3 million kids. This year, we expect more. And we expect to hear from the White House about your movement and about what's happening here in Louisiana. Right. And we are working on that. Right. Y'all, this is what I want to end with this morning. You know, as I was thinking about how grateful we are for you listening every morning, I want to say to you, namaste, which is, I have my hands together in prayer form. I say to you, namaste, which is Hindu, which means greetings, greetings in parting and greetings in coming. And we are so grateful for the support that you lend to our show every single day just by simply listening or clicking online. We want to see you doing it with your boots on this Sunday. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. DC's already doing it with his
yes.
boots. He don't have his boots on, but he's doing it. Hey, thank you so much for spending your morning with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, have a great Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Show them